Amamar. We learned before. Now, this goes on in this hard Gemara. And there's a couple of things I want to get out of this Gemara that you should know. Amar, Enli Ela B'Nafli Shalok Yivashto. We learned before, the Gemara said, right in the beginning, what do we need Lo Yimatzei for? We have Lo Yirah. And what I said, Lo Yimatzei teaches us you can't be Mekabel Pigdonos Min HaNakri, right? Them with me? Lo Yimatzei. But that's only Nakri Shelo Kibashto. Nakri Shekibashto Visharim HaKvachatzer Menayin. How do you know that's Usher? How do you know a Nakri that I have nothing to do with, that's Usher. But a Nakri that's living with, I have shlita over, how do you know that's Usher? Amar Eli Ab Nakri Shoki Vashto is Usher. Ain't Sharim HaKvachatzer. Nakri Shekibashto Visharim HaKvachatzer Menayin. Tamulam Lo Yimatzei. Lo Yimatzei at all. Klape Laya. Just the opposite, Fekta Gemara. Just the opposite. When you come to make them usser, what should be more usser? Nachri Shekivashto and Nachri Shelo Kivashto. Nachri Shekivashto. Here we're saying, oh, Nachri Shelo Kivashto is usser, but how do we know Nachri Shekivashto? It's just the opposite. Amar Abaye Eichach. Abaye says, so whoever copied it down wrong, and it's the opposite. Any ela nakri shekibashto, nakri shelokibashto menayin. That's a bayah. Rav amaramolotepach. Rav says, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Now, if you leave it alone, what's the question? Klapelaya. It should be the opposite. Vareshikai. And Rav says, it's going on the resha. Shalcha iyataraya, avataraya shalchem shagavaya. It said we learned the first lacha is a heter. Shalchayataraya, avataraya shalchem shagavaya. Which pasuk is that talking about? Vayiraya, any alav nachri shiloki vashto, ve'en shari machbachatzer. That's nachri shiloki vashto. That's mutter. So Lo Yimatzei is doing what now, according to Rava? What's Lo Yimatzei doing? Give me a heter or an iser? A heter. Heter what? Heter of kivashto to have his chametz. In fact, the Gemara, as more of a high tana, mahader et teirah, not with krag isura, you're looking for a heter. And you bring me a pasuk of Isser, Lo Yimatzei is a pasuk of Isser. How can Lo Yimatzei tell me Heter? How can it tell me Heter? And the Gemara Meshum Neshnema Lecha Lecha Trezim Me. It says Lecha Lecha Trezim Me. As Rashi explains Lecha Lecha Trezim Me, there's a pasuk in Pasuk says, "Vayiracha Sa'or b'chol gvuracha shivas yamim." That's in Parshas Re'eh. That's Parshas Re'eh. Uksiv Vayiracha Chametz Vayiracha Sa'or b'chol gvuracha Parshas Bo. It says twice Vayiracha Sa'or. Now we only need one Vayiracha Sa'or. We only need one. To teach us what? Shalcha, which is the heter or iser?
Heter.
So Rava says, according to Rashi, that's the regular pshat, we have extra lacha. Take that lacha and put it on Lo Yimatzei. Now, when you take the lacha and put it on Lo Yimatzei, if you read Lo Yimatzei lacha, Lo Yimatzei is also telling us heter. How is it telling us heter? Only Lo Yimatzei lacha is aser. If it's not lacha, it's mutter. So that's going to teach us nachri she
kivashto.
That's how Rava learns it. Yes.
Isn't it given on the
him based that that kibashto is usher based on the same drasha and pasuk?
I know what you mean.
It says before the vadai.
Yeah.
In that brisa, is given that the first thing we would learn from the drasha of Ulimatse is you cannot reach the kibashto. When it says yahal yavin kav the bills my nafri tamal Ulimatse. That's, and then it says,
Ainli Alvanakhishlo Kibashto. So you learn from Oyematse. Nochishi Kibashto, you learn from Oyematse.
Right, so how
can
we be arguing?
But we're not. We're saying, Nochishi Kibashto, we learn from Oyematse. But we put the Lucha on it. So it's telling us a heter for Nochishi Kibashto.
What's the header,
isn't it? If that's not lecha, only lecha matzui. If it's not lecha, it's mutter. That's how you learn it. Yes.
Just to clarify, so.
Oh, whoa. Why do you take this so young?
I don't know.
Yes.
The chal by lo you not say the chal just like you say by like lo yirai, like you can't see your own chametz.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're saying that you can't find your own, but you can find others.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Why does the Gemara have a problem with lo you not say being a heter?
Because if it doesn't say lecha by lo you not say, it just says lo you not say. Is there any heter in the words lo you not say?
No.
That's
so
the
we
problem.
Get
but if we say lo yimat, but if we say lo yimat zrocha, would there be a heter in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the answer.
Right. So basically, it's pasha that lo yiralcha is a heter. The Gemara doesn't wonder that.
Right.
Now we're wondering.
It says lo
yiralcha. Doesn't have a lacha, so where do you get heter
right.
from?
So you got to bring over a new lacha to the lo yimat and make a heter out of it.
Didn't we already have a heter that came out of
Lo Yimatzeh? No.
We tried saying heter. We tried saying, like, what about Yachman?
Yeah,
but
that was a heter in
Lo Yirah. Oh, true. No, Gulecha is a heter that comes out of Lo Yimatzeh.
No, Yachman also. Yachman is when you don't see it. So it would be mutter from Lo Yirah. Yachman would be a heter
in
Lo Yirah.
Having chametz in your gevulah, like
that's something else. Period, that's something else.
That's could that be a heter that comes out from the word beisachal?
No.
Like a mia.
Okay. Yeah, that's gzeir shav. That's chametz gzeir shav. Yes.
The Rabbi gives within Rashi, the Rabbi gives his reasoning as to why he says you switch it, and like one of them is that he says Yivtsa and Timsa, right? It says Yivtsa doesn't say little custom, Timsa. Can we use that to ask the question on the Rebbe? Like, or what he says the other thing? When he says that, it says don't mention a
it's a good question, I don't know the answer to it. That means that Rashi says that a buyer holds that the if it wants to give a heter, it would say lo kematze. Yematze is a blanket issa.
You can't just ask on Tarava?
No. Yes.
I'm just a little confused for lo yematze, it's a heter from the fact that it's not lacha, it's shalachem. Meaning if it was lacha, it wouldn't be a
right.
If it was lacha, it would be usher?
Yeah. If it was lacha, it would be usher.
So lacha in yematze, but in you. In the first
oh, same thing.
It would be
the first usher,
and then there's
a heter
for
in heter, we need one heter for nachush shalok kibashto, and then you need another heter for nachush kibashto.
But this is all shalokherim
as well.
If it's
lacha,
it's usher.
Lacha, yeah.
So Rabbi is splitting it up.
I don't know what that means.
Like you're saying, lacha is always usher, but in the same. Shalosh
Shalokherim
and Shalva are going to be from the fact that it's...
Even if it's Nachri Shekhi Vashko.
Right.
Okay? Mm. Okay. Now we come to the hard Gemara. Let's just learn some Gemara first, and then we'll try to figure out what the Gemara means. Amamar. Yachol Yatmin Bikabab Dosmin Nachri. Hamorom Royamatze. That's what we're talking about. So Royamatze teaches us the Maisa. Royamatze teaches us you can't be Makabo, a Pikadon, from a guy. You can't be. Royamatze also teaches you can't be Makabo, Pikadon from a guy. Which one? That's the question. But you can't be Makabal if you come from a guy. You learn from Roya Matze. Ha'amrit Reisha Shachaya to Roya Abat Reisha Chaim Shagavaya. But in Roya Ra, it says Lacha, that you could be Makabal all non Jewish. And this seems to say Roya Matze. There is a Roya Matze of a guy. There is a Roya Matze of a guy. So what is it? Lo kasha. Had a kabo achrayas, had lo kabo achrayas. So let's see how this works. When there's no kabbalas achrayas, that is for sure mutter. When there's no kabbalas achrayas. What's no kabbalas achrayas mean? What? No. What does no kabbalas achrayas mean? I have no way do I ever have to pay for it, no matter what happens. I'm watching a guy's chametz, no matter what happens, I don't have to pay for it. That's lo kabo achrayas. And that, for sure, it's mutter. For sure, it's mutter.
According to Rav.
According to everybody, for sure, it's mutter. Nachri shekibbel alav achrayas, right? Nachri shekibbel achrayas, there, we'll learn isser. Where are we going to learn the isser from? We're going to learn Isser and Heter from Nachri Shelo Kibbalah V'Achrayas. From Nachri Shelo Kibbalah V'Achrayas. Where are we going to know? I mean, we're going to learn Isser, Nachri Shelo Kibbalah V'Achrayas. Where are we going to learn that from? From Lo Yematze. Lo Yematze. So it says Lo Yematze L'cha. Lo Yematze L'cha teaches us, it's Lo Yematze. It teaches us, remember I told you, it's Isser and Heter. In Lo Yematze Lecha, there's an usher way and a non-usher way. What's the usher way? What's the usher way? With achrayis. What's the mutter way? Achrayis. So without achrayis, it's not called Lecha. With achrayis, it's called Lecha. It'll be Lo Yematze Lecha. That's about the grace. Okay? And this goes along with the Rashi. It must be a blanket thing of a guy also. Why must it be a blanket thing? Because it says Lo Yematze, not Lo Timatze. Lo Timatze will be specific. Lo Yematze is a blanket. Everybody's. When's the case when everybody's chametz is usher? With achrayas. Is everyone with me so far?
Yes.
That's the way the Gemara looks at it. Now, we don't know anything yet. We use no words. With achrayas usser, without achrayas mutter. We don't know anything about it yet. We have to go through a couple steps to know what's about it. What's about it? Ki hada amar Rav l'bnei Mechuza. Like Rav said to the people of Mechuza, biru chamiru d'bnei chayim b'teichem. It comes Pesach, and the army. No one knows what this is, but those who know stuff knows there's a special a part of the army called quartermasters. You know what quartermasters are? They take care of the food for the soldiers. Army has fighters, but then they have quartermasters. They take care of the food. The quartermasters in those days would take care of the food. They would come into a town and they say, Jews, the army's coming to town. Here's flour, here's bread. Make it edible or something like that, you know? Make them stuff. And then let's say it was Erev Pesach and you had the quartermaster's stuff in the house. If you look at the rock, the next to the last line, the rock. Pirish nakrim bnei hachayalos, hay mafkidim es hachametz shalem the Beis Yisrael. They used to bring the chametz to Beis Yisrael. Vayonosim lehem kemach, and they gave them flour. Vomrim lehem, they said to them, asu lanu lechem, make us bread. Vafil im avad aso alechem, ba'ones, even if you lose this bread, ein mashkichen al ma'an shenoso. They would punish the Jews for losing their bread. Now, so that's what happened here. So they gave them chametz and said, "You guys wash the Jews wash the chametz, or else we'll make you pay, or we'll punish you, whatever they will do." So now the Gemara says, "Kivan di ilu mignav vi ilu mitvid." If this chametz would be stolen or be lost, b'shusuchayu kaimi, it's in your rishus. Ubisa l'shlume, and you have to pay. Kidiyachun dummy. It's like it's yours. Comes on the Gemara, and the Gemara says a second step. And I'll explain to you later soon why it's a second step. The first step, if you have a chrayas, you're over. The second step, when the bnei chayla come, and they give you the chametz, and they say, "You make us bread," and you lose it, you have to pay for it. It's like yours. And therefore you have to make beer chametz. It's like yours. We'll get to that in a minute. Now the Gemara says a third thing. There's three distinct things here. Now the Gemara says a question. Hani chaman da'amar, davar ha'gayim ramaman kemaman dami. Alaman da'amar, davar da'amar rav kemaman dami, maikil ha'meimar. This Verhad Gemara, I'm just going over right now, overview of this Gemara. Really overview. There's something called Gavra Galma Mamon. Where in Shas does Gavra Galma Mamon come in? Everywhere. The last time we learned it in this year was where? What? Was Hegdish where? In Baba Kama. When we talk about Re'ehu, if you steal from Re'ehu, then you have to pay kefil. Remember that? If it's not Re'ehu, you don't pay kefil. Hegdish is not Re'ehu. Come along and Rabbi Shimon says, "Oh, some Hegdish is Re'ehu. It is yours." When? So there's two types. Let's say I make karbanos. There's two types of karbanos. Or anything about Hegdish. There's Harei Zeh and Harei Alai. We can talk about a carbon, we can talk about a pie. Let's talk about a pie, since we were talking about a pie last time. If I say, this pie is kadosh, and something happens to the pie, do I have to pay? Do I have to do anything? No. He's always saying, well, this pie was kadosh, no other pie. If I say, I will give a pie to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I put aside this pie, and, okay, this is the one. And something happens to it. What?
Replace it.
Then you have to replace it. So Rav Shimon says, in the first case, if the pie is stolen, then you don't have to, the guy doesn't have to pay kefil. Because it's not, there's no ownership to a Jew. It's only owned by Hegdish. But the second case, where he says, Hare Alai, since he has to pay for the pie, it's like it's his. And it's called Re'ehu technically, and you have to pay kefil. Why? Davar ha-gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami. This is gorim l'mamon. Why is this? What does gorim l'mamon mean? What? It causes you to require money. Anything that causes you to require money is called your mamon. So I have this pie I promised to give a pie. So this pie that I gave is worth money to me. Okay? When it's worth money to me, it's kamamon dami.
Okay,
Therefore, one second. Therefore, if you hold Dabam Kibamadam, like Shimon, therefore we understand the story of the Bnei Chela. Why is the story of Bnei Chela good? Or we understand Kibra Chrayas. Why is that good? Because it's Garmo Mammon. Why is it Garmo Mammon?
You have to pay if you lose it.
Because if I lose it, I have to pay for it. Therefore, it's Garmo Mammon. Therefore, it's mine. Therefore, what do I have to do with this chametz? Either burn it, or if I have it, what happens? I'm over by Rabbi Yamatze. That's the Gemara S. But according to my name, says Dabar Garmo Mammon, Rav Kamamon Dami. The Manim says Rav Kamamon Dami. Michael Amemar. Why is it usher? Is it my chametz?
No.
It does say lucha. It's not my chametz. Why am I over for this chametz? And for the Gemara, Shani Hacha, the Amar Lo Yematze. Oh, this is different. That's what Lo Yematze teaches us. I tell you, as an overview, what does this mean, that's what Lo Yematze teaches us? The one who says, Dabar Garmo Mammon Lav Kamamon Dami, is it worth money to you? Is the object worth money to you?
No.
Yes, it is. Don't argue for our object worth money to you or not. Of course it's worth money to me. If I lose, I have to pay for it. It's worth money to me. What?
No, because you're burning it at the end of the day.
So we're talking about all the shots, Dabar Garmo Mammon. We have Machlok, Dabar Garmo Mammon, Kimamon or not Kimamon. They both agree it's worth money to me. So what's their Machlokas? Whether it's called an ownership. The Rabbanan say it's some sort of ownership, but it's not enough ownership to be, let's say, in Meruba, for Kefel, what type of ownership does it have to be? It has to be Re'ehu. What does Re'ehu mean? It has to belong to another Jew. Isn't that called belonging to another Jew? It's not enough ownership. Comes along Lo Yematze, and Lo Yematze says, for Pesach, you don't need that much ownership. A little tiny bit of ownership is Lo Yematze. It's here. It's Lo Yematze. For Lo Yematze, I don't have to have full ownership. I don't have to have half ownership. A little bitty ownership is enough for Lo Yematze. That is overview what the Gemara is telling us. That according to Rav Shimon, I don't need a pasuk Lo Yematze because it's real ownership. According to Rabbanan, since it's not real ownership, but it's sort of ownership, you need a pasuk Lo Yematze. Teach us it's usher. Yes.
To clarify, though, Rav says it was
That's the first way the Gemara learns, yes?
Are we also trying to apply that to the Pekadon, that when a nephew gives you a Pekadon, like, it doesn't belong to you, but if you destroy that or steal or something, you have to pay it back.
That's exactly what the Gemara is doing.
It's going to both. It's going to the quartermaster and to that, right?
Yeah. That's one way the Gemara. Igad Amrei. Others learned this Gemara just the opposite, but it's the same thing. If you say Dabar Garmo Mammon Lav Kamamon Dami, so why would you be over? That's why it says Lo Yematze. Hainde Itzra Lo Yematze. Elgaman de Amar Kamamon Dami. If it's Kamamon Dami, Lo Yematze Ramari. What does Lo Yematze teach me? Lo Yematze doesn't teach me anything about a guy. It doesn't teach me anything about a guy. It's usher. Because when is a guy's usher? When I take achrayas. And if Dabar Garmo Mammon Dami, do you need Lo Yematze to teach me that you're over?
No.
Why are you over?
Christ.
It's yours. Because it's yours. What do you need Lo Yematze for? Same question, but just the opposite. Now the Gemara has a different answer to this. Itzrich. Sakadat Ramina, I would think, Halvachi Asya, Hadar Be'ena, since when the object is here, while I have the object, is the object causing me any loss of money while I have it? No. Why? Because if I have to give back, I'll just give it back. This object right now is not causing me any loss of money. It's not in my rishus. So therefore, we would think, even if you say, but not in this case. In this case, it's different. Because while I have it, it's not in my rishus. And while I have it, it is not my rishus. Kamash Maran, Lo Yamatze, teaches me that that is enough to be over on Pesach. This little bit, when I have it, it might cause money, that's enough to make you over. And we'll see what this is all about. But that's called, what I just did was Surtz of the Shemaita, what this Gemara looks like. Now we can talk about what this Gemara really means. Because we have no idea what this Gemara really means. Yeah? You see? We'll do this all again, of course. Yes?
Even though he has a chayes, it's not his rishus?
Yes. We would think.
You think that because there's a chayes, it would be in his rishus?
No, we would think even though there's a chayes, and even Reb Shimon, who holds Davar Gamma Mamma Kamama Dami, but for some reason, when it's here, it's not in your rishus.
So you think it'd be better.
But then your mutter comes over your matzah and tells me this is aser. Okay. We'll see what that means. But why would we think that? What is that? Yeah. What is that all about? Yes.
Is this opposed to a case where you can't give it back?
Yes. No, it's opposed to a case where it's lost.
It's lost, and that's why it's going mamon.
Yeah. That means the most prevalent case in the Gemara of Davar Gamma Mamma is the one in Merubah. I make something hegdish, right? In Zacharias. Then you steal it. That's called it's lost. When you steal it, you made it lost. So you would be chayiv because then you're stealing my object, because to me it's lost. When you stole it, to me it's lost. So it's not Ben anymore. Yes?
Once we know the answer of the first, way of the question, is the second question even a question anymore?
That's what we're going to discuss. That's what needs a lot of discussion. I don't know if you really realize what you're asking. But you're asking a really good question.
I'm probably not.
Okay. But let's talk about the beginning. Let's talk about the beginning. Let's open now. Need your help on this. The Gemara starts off by saying something that has a chrayas, it's like mine. Dover hagarav lemamon, it's like mine. What makes that like mine? It's not mine. It is not mine. Just because I have loss of money, it's mine? What makes it mine? I'll ask you a better example. I go over to the Eitan, and I tear his shirt. Do I have to pay for it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so is it my shirt? I mean, what makes, why, some, if I take a chrayas or something, or something, what makes it mine? What is my bilus on it? What would you say to that question? That's why, just talk about this. What does this mean? Yes.
The fact that it makes you lose money means that it has some connection to you.
Does his shirt make me lose money?
He can choose to either take this shirt, to keep the shirt, or discount it. And you would keep the shirt like with a cow.
It's always like that. You always have that option.
So you do have some kind of bilus over it.
So you're saying I do have bilus on the shirt?
After you
no,
tear.
There is no bilus on that. None.
So
nobody.
Then how come you could keep the carcass of the cow?
That's a special pasuk by cow, you read Bava Kamma, a little knowledge is dangerous. It says Vamesi Yolo, a special pasuk, only by that. That's what you're talking about, the pasuk of Vamesi Yolo. Yes?
That action would be different because that action itself is what caused the Rebbe to lose the money. When someone takes responsibility for an object, therefore that action and responsibility, that ownership, if you want to call it, will cause
okay, it. Now that's my question. I want to know why it's called ownership.
No, I'm saying so that will cause you to lose money. So the fact
so
that
why is causing to lose money is ownership?
Because by taking on responsibility, you will cause a loss of money. That's that definition of taking ownership of something, in my opinion.
If your opinion is that,
I mean,
really? That's how you would define ownership?
If I were to own something, yeah, I have my big
okay. Comes along Yosef. And Yosef says, I have a definition of ownership. My definition of ownership is, if I have something, and if it breaks or if it tears, I lose money, that means I own it. Anyone agree with him? Anyone disagree with him? Anyone agree with him? Anyone listen to what I just said?
It's your own thing, and it tears, yeah. You don't have to replace it.
What? That means my own thing, what I want to explain to you what Yosef was saying. My own thing, if it tears, I either replace it, so I lost money, or I don't have it anymore, so I lost money. What does it mean I own something? What is ownership? Ownership is money, really. It's money. So Yosef was saying, if I lose it and I lose money, that means I own it.
Like
interesting way of looking at it. 1 second,
that's
yes?
With this case, where you're doing it for somebody else, with my shirt, I have the choice to not replace it. But with somebody else's, I have a fear to replace it and pay kafer if it's a reicha.
Okay, but still,
so
what is that? Why is that giving me ownership?
Because it's effective. What happens to the condition of that thing affects your financial situation. You have virus in it enough, then.
Very good. So David is saying, almost like Yosef, but he used a good word. What do you say? Financial situation.
Yeah.
This object, what was the word? It does what to your financial situation? It affects my financial situation. Any object that affects my financial situation, that's what ownership means. Ownership means this object affects my financial situation, which is an interesting definition of ownership. And that's almost what Yosef was saying. Nice way of saying it. Yes?
We went out to Shiki Basha, where Rashi said that Mumono is Mumuka, whereas his money is like yours, so there's a connection between, you know,
yeah,
money.
But that's over there because I can take it, so it's mine.
I thought it's not like yours, but it's, I mean, it's not yours that you can just take it, but it's like it's yours since he's under your influence. If you ask.
Therefore, I can take it, therefore, it's mine. It's like mine. That's much more than Achrayus. I have it. Yes?
I have a slight tweak.
Let's hear a tweak, because this is about tweaks. I'm telling you. And there's like 3 pages of Rebbe Chanan on this, just discussing this. This is something that's discussed forever. This is a rule in the Gemara. Achrayus is ownership. And what does that mean? Yes?
So I'm thinking maybe if I own an object, I'm allowed to do whatever I want with it, right? I'm allowed
right.
to throw it into the garbage, I can damage it. So ownership means having the ability to do what you want with that object. So when you steal something from somebody or when you damage something from somebody, what allows you to do that thing retroactively? By paying them back or by replacing the item. Then you're allowed to, you were technically allowed to go and have damaged their shirt in the past. So therefore, you have bodies.
Therefore, you're making a very, you're asking a question. Therefore, I should have bilus on his shirt.
So you would only, so this is what Sam and I were talking about during Shir. You really only get the bilus once you once that thing already happens. It's not like I own everything in the world because I'm
but
able
don't,
to damage
it. But that's not true. You don't get that, by the way. You don't.
Well, you do. We're saying that... Like,
you don't. If I damage a shirt, I don't get any violence on a shirt. I don't.
What do I have to pay back?
Yeah, I have to pay him for a shirt.
So isn't that what we're saying here?
No.
Or like when you steal Hektish, and then you pay back, you
that means the person I stole it from, does he have ownership on it? Not me, the stealer. It's the person I stole from.
Sure.
What do you mean?
That's the head case. Is the person I stole from, does he have ownership?
Does he?
Well, that's what the Makot is. You're talking about the Ganet. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the person that was stolen from, does he have ownership? Can't mix that up. Yes?
Something that I have sole bias on this paper. Nobody has any claim on the thing. That's what makes it mine completely and nobody else's.
What are you explaining?
What true bias isn't it?
But that's not what we're discussing. We're talking just the opposite.
It's just
non-true bias. We're talking about Christ.
No, it's
which someone else does have a claim.
No, there's something the other answer. Somebody who has a partial claim on that thing. Therefore, they also have, and that's what acquires is. Then it's yours that I'm looking after. You still have a claim. You both have a claim on that thing.
How do I have a partial claim on this thing?
It's yours. But I have a partial claim.
I'm the Bishomer. How do I have a partial claim?
Because what happens if you happen, something happens to it, you're higher on it.
So why does that give me virus?
Okay,
that's fair. Yeah. Right. Okay, we're going to do three more, and then we're going to the next explanation. This explanation that you gave, that has been the explanation of the world forever, and that's going to change. Yes. Yes, Mashiach.
They don't say
Baba Kama.
They don't say Baba Kama when you damage something and you become like a Balanet, you made a change.
Okay, now you get now. Well,
this was on our own thing, that's challenging.
No, so you make it even worse now. Now you're so much. I'm Kona when I make a Shinui. But that's when I steal something and I make a change, then I am Kona.
Okay,
and so that's Shinui Kona, which has nothing to do with this.
Okay, if I discard the Shinui part, what if you just damage something, you don't become a Baal?
If I come and I tear your shirt, I'm a Baal on your shirt, where'd you hear such a thing?
Your hands
are
on it. You kind of made
some.
You have
not. Small
opinions.
Question:
who gets to keep the shirah? I guess
that's a special din called a mesiyalo, which is not to do with bilus.
No, because if you keep if I
forget about that,
that means that's
not the point here.
You're getting
your point. You're losing the whole point. That's a special possible, but really I don't have any ownership. I don't.
Because you're a Christ. So you don't have ownership.
You have a Christ,
but a Christ makes it like you do have ownership.
Not when I tear a shirt, I don't have any
I'm
Christ.
Saying, no, I'm saying that's what it is. In reality, you don't really own it. You don't own something when you have a Christ on it. But we make it as if you do.
What? Who's we make it as you do? No, that's not true.
So you're saying it's the devil, right?
Yes, of course it's deraisa. We're talking about what is ownership. You're like missing the point here. What is ownership?
I think we're trying to explain dover agor l'mamon k'mamon
dam. Right.
It's just ownership.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
So what's gor l'mamon?
Right. Yeah.
No, not right. Not
value. Achrayis is gor l'mamon.
So, are we not talking about a Ganif or a Mazik?
But again, you're making a mistake. We're not talking about the Ganif or the Mazik. We're talking about the person who did it to.
They become an owner.
How did they become the owner?
In the first place?
Yeah, they're a Shomer.
Shomer, for example.
How did the Shomer become an owner?
Shomer could use it.
So that's when we say Dover Agor L'mamon.
The Mamdim is going on not on the Ganif. It's not going on the Man, it's going the person who owns it.
The person who didn't really own it, but now owns it.
Right. Oh, well, Eitan's been had his hand up a long time.
I want to say it's a financial responsibility in that I have the ability to choose what I want to do with this object at whatever point I want. And in some cases, that could cause me to pay for it. But I have a say in that matter.
Interesting. Explain it again. That might explain something very hard. Explain it again.
I heard it in Arvind's words, honestly. Yeah. He said how I have the right to choose what I want to do, and that will cause me financial stake. I'm just adding to that there's a responsibility that you have when you own something. I own the safer. I own the value of the safer also, and I'm responsible for whatever happens from the safer. Anything that comes out from the safer, I get as well. So that to the other side also, my safer damages somebody, then right. I'm tied for the safer for whatever the safer damages. So the responsibility that I have that I can control also the what happens with my money makes me above.
That could be. I don't know what that got to do with Shomer.
Because the Shomer has a right. He
Shomer
he could
has
do
no
his,
rights.
He could do his responsibility to take care of it, or if he chooses not to, he owes the money. But he has that choice.
Okay, maybe. Yes, Sam.
Maybe that if I, show up for Eitan's shirt, I know if I ruin it, then I'll have to pay him back, so I'll have to apply extra protection to it. Like my objects, if I have my objects, I know if I lose them, then I'll lose that money, I'll have the extra protection. So the ownership is that protection you have on. Or you have to give, you have to apply to the item.
That's another way of saying Yosef and David really.
That's not, I'm not focused on the financial aspect. More on the actual idea of protection.
You say that I care about it? That's very subjective. Very, very subjective. Some people care, some people don't care. We can't get into subjective stuff here, really. Okay, one second. Wait, I want to go on. Now, there's another way to do it. One second. Let's keep it that way. That's the way the whole world has learned it until now. When you learn that way, when do I have this ownership? When do I have this ownership? What? Yeah, when do I have this ownership?
When it's in your
chest. When I have it, right? When I take your chametz as a shomer, I own it, right? Let's say for the soldiers, when do I get this ownership? What? When they bring it to my house. Now let's read the Gemara. Let's read what the Gemara says. Ki had amru Rav Bnei Mechuza. Rav said to Bnei Mechuza, Biru chamira de bnei chayir b'metaychu. Get the soldiers chametz out of your house. Even the ilu mignav, if it will be stolen, the ilu misavid, and if it will be lost, b'shisuchay kayu, it will be in your rishus, ubi'isa l'shrume, and you will have to pay for it. Kiyachun dami, it's like it's yours. The truth is, when you read something like this, it seems from this is, when this will happen, it'll be yours. Not now it's yours. But that's, this goes along with Dovra Gorm Ramamon, that there's another way of looking at it. Since anything that might become mine, I have rights to it even before it comes on. Since this might happen, I have right. It's as if it's mine now. Since it might happen, I have rights to it now. What does that mean? Since it might happen, I have rights to it now. I want to explain this. What this really means. We'll see this in Rishonim. There's a lot to learn about this, but we'll see this. I mean, there's a whole different way of looking at uprights. There's a whole different way, listen to this please. There's a whole different way of looking at Christ. That means if I'm a shomer, and let's say I take achrayus, I have achrayus, and then it's stolen. Whose thing was stolen? Whose thing was stolen? I'm shomer on Yosef's object, and an onus happened. Let's say, whose thing did it happen to? Yosef. It's Yosef's object. It's Yosef's object. What makes it mine? What makes it mine? What meaning gives Yosef? It's Yosef's object. The fact is that I'm going to lose money on Yosef's object. How does that make Yosef's object mine? Really, when you think about it, everything we said before, even though the whole world believes in this svara, but really, if you think about the svara, you know, let's say I bet on your car. Your car's going to be faster on a race. And if your car's slower, you know, I lose money. Does that make it my car? Because I have a financial stake in what your car is going to do. Does that make it my car? It doesn't. So how could financial laws make something that's not mine into mine, really? It's a very hard svara to take something away from you because I have financial laws. The teretz is this. That's what Rishonim say. This is what Shmira is all about. This is what being a shomer is all about. You know what a shomer is all about? A shomer, when I take your object, I'm watching your object. If anything happens to this object, the minute that thing happens to the object, it's my object. It's happening to my object. It's happening to my object, not to your object. It's happening to my object. Therefore, you know why I have to pay you? Why do I have to pay you? Because I have your object now. I have to pay you for your object. But whose object did it happen to? It doesn't make sense to say something happened to your object and I have to pay. Therefore, you show them, say, that's what, when you look at a shomer, you got to look at a shomer that way. Achrayus means at the second something happens, it's my object. Now, one second. I just want to, we have a lot to talk about. But if that's true, now we understand the lashon of the Gemara. When I take achrayus on it, if something happens, whose will it be? It'll be mine. If it's going to be mine, then even now we can look at it as mine. Something that's going to be mine is looked as mine. That's what Dover HaGorim L'mamon. Something that's Gorim to be mine is looked as mine now. That's what, since it will get lost, B'shus Sechayot Chaimi, when it gets lost and becomes mine, it's like it's mine. Because something that will become mine is like it's mine now. It's a completely different way of doing a Christ. You have to get both these ways in your head because it's very important to know both ways. Yes.
Okay. First of all, when it becomes yours, right, would only be when it's lost or stolen, in which case it's no longer in your shus anyways. So it wouldn't be a problem once it actually transpires. The only problem would be if right now...
And that's going to be the Gemara's problem later when the Gemara talks about if it's be'en. That's going to be, what you're saying now, is that's going to be Gemara's problem later. Later Gemara says, but what happens when it's here? If you talk about financial loss, who cares if it's here? That will be the Gemara's problem. We have so much to discuss. I'm just overviewing today.
It's also not for sure going to get lost or stolen.
We'll talk about this. Yes.
So in other words, it's like, if something happens to it, it becomes mine. It says that I stole it and I can't return it to you, so I have to pay you.
Right. It's mine.
Right, so it's like I stole it.
No, it's like my object was stolen. If I'm a shomer for you, and he steals the object,
yeah.
Why am I called, do I have to pay?
Because
when he stole it, it became mine. So now, it's mine. Right. But I have to give you back something. I was a shomer, so right. I have to pay you. But wife Bay was your object became mine. That's what Achrayus means. Achrayus means your object becomes mine.
And you have to give me back
something. Right. Okay. Yes.
So it's like the same thing as Mammon?
Yes. Yes.
So since it could become Rebbe's, and then so therefore it is Rebbe's, so then what is it at the person's end? If at the time where it could become Rebbe's, then What is it? But it didn't happen yet. So what is it, the actual?
That's going to be the Gemara's question later. Now, we're starting to you understand this is what the Gemara's going to look like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is, let me just explain the second way, why is a mazik not fall into that category?
What?
Why does a mazik not fall into that same din?
Oh, because a mazik, because, as I told you, when I'm mazik, Ish doesn't come in.
Why not?
It was the
same thing with Ish. It's not actually
here,
yours.
This is what Shmira means. That's what Makinian Shmira does.
Shmira, the ability to only
Shmira, right,
happen.
Yes. That's what my, remember 2 years ago we went through Kinyane Shmira?
Yes.
That's what Shmira does. I become a watchman, not just a watchman. You've learned that.
I'm accepting
different things upon myself. That's one of the things I'm accepting. Yes.
Oh, so Shmira is a form of Kinyan in the sense.
Yes. Yes.
And therefore, Achrayis is by
the Shmira. Right. Yeah.
Then, if it's so like, you know, Pasha, then why do we
have this
question?
This is not Pasha whatsoever. It's not Pasha whatsoever. Not at all. And there's a ksos about it. And this is, you know, what I'm doing now is really hard stuff. We're going to learn about it. I love this. Yes.
So if Rebbe was a shomer, it was stolen. It comes Rebbe. Now, if Rebbe were to go and get it back from Ganav, would he have a payoff to pay back the original owner to give back that item, or he could just pay him back and that was it, and keep the item for himself?
Okay, we spoke about that for about 2 weeks, 2 years ago.
Right.
When it becomes back be'en, what does this new be'en have to do? It's not for our pay grade today. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Which job would I look at? Got it.
Guys, don't forget
the right, summer, pay on the day.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Is that relevant to this?
No.
Or?
Yeah, yeah.
It would
be about
right, because whether or not it's...
Yeah, double double mama.
Right.
It's not about who it's necessarily... Who, like,
that,
owns
that,
it?
That, or that, 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 that,